Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese comes your way. Here we're with you till 5:30. That's when pregame starts ahead of the Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets, a rematch of the 2015 World Series. That went my way. The Royals won that one in five games. I'm Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, host of Old School, on the Allo VIP line, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. Jay, one piece of news I want to throw your way here is in the college football realm. It was announced today that Chip Kelly's contract with Ohio State gives him more than $2 million per year as the offensive coordinator. We just recently saw it in Nebraska. Satterfield and Tony White passed the $1 million mark as coordinators, but Chip Kelly darn near doubling that at Ohio State. Does that say more about how desperate Ohio State is for national championship? Does it say more about the state of head coaching that Chip Kelly would want to get out of that to be an offensive coordinator? Or is it just a sign of the times?
I think it's a combination of all three. I think first and foremost, you know, Ohio State was desperate to make a hire, and Bill O'Brien left for BC, which I will say that I don't think Bill O'Brien was a good fit at Ohio State. I think if the Bill O'Brien that was the offensive coordinator with Bryce Young, I think it's great. I think if Bill O'Brien it didn't know how to coach Jalen Milroe, I think it would have been a catastrophe at Ohio State. So kind of Ohio State lucked out and got Chip Kelly. And Chip Kelly took a pay cut because most likely he was on the hot seat. He was going to get fired. They couldn't get a new coach. And so he just put his hands up and said, you know what, I'd rather be an offensive coordinator and be able to coach, you know, some superior athletes. But he actually, you know, made his name doing so, like, out there in Oregon. So I think the fit is better. I think, you know, somewhat successful head coach. I mean, you know what, I'll walk that back. A successful head coach in Chip Kelly to come in and be your offensive coordinator. He does have the personality to recruit certain type of athletes. He does have an eye for play calling. That's the price tag that you have to pay. But then, obviously, Ohio State is, you know, I know Michigan is obviously one of the, this is crazy for me to say, won the national championship, beat Ohio State the last 3 years. But still, when people think of the Big Ten over the last, I don't know, what, 12 to 15 years, it's Ohio State. So they have the budget, and they have the athletes, and obviously the program and the backing to do so. So I think it's a combination of all three that you mentioned. And then obviously Nebraska, you know, follows suit. Obviously, you know, Tony White was getting looked at for several head coaching positions, at least from what I, you know, read was UCLA, and, you know, his name was floated out there with the University of Syracuse and probably a couple others that, you know, we didn't necessarily know. And so, you know, and plus the defense performed well. So the expectations go higher. Same with Marcus Ashford. The expectations are there. He came in after, you know, last year after, you know, South Carolina's success as an offense that put his name out there on the map. And was Matt Rule's, I think, one of his first hires besides, you know, Coach Foley. So he's showing you the importance of it. The University of Nebraska is showing you the importance of it. You know, Matt Rule is put a lot of money into the staff, and he's also had some guys that are on the little bit on the lower end that are, you know, learning the ins and outs of being a successful coach. And once they perform well or hit the metrics that he sees, so, you know, they'll be right on par with everybody else. So, you know, the $2 million mark for Chip Kelly is a, if you look at it just at face value, like, oh, wow. But I think when you look at, you know, his legitimate resume, what he's done as solely as a play caller, but then also what he's done as a head coach at UCLA, because they still put guys in the NFL and they still score some points. I think the support or lack of support from UCLA as far as, you know, recruiting budget, NIL budget, and just support from the fan base, and obviously being the little brother to the U.S.
Yeah, I think
what's the move to the Big Ten.
I think Chip Kelly is a better fit for Ohio State than Bill O'Brien, to your point, but I also think that he's a better fit as an offensive coordinator than a head coach right now. Now that Chip Kelly was behind, but I think he's going to enjoy being able to just kind of be that mad football genius, draw up plays for the elite athletes, like you're saying. When you look at the Chip Kelly aspect of this too, do you think that it's going to be easy for Ryan Day to hand off play calling duties to Chip Kelly because he's such a big name? Or do you expect to see some push and pull and see Ryan Day maybe try to take some of the reins back, even though Chip Kelly is supposed to be the OC and primary play caller?
I mean, Ryan Day's the head coach, and he's a well-established play caller, you know, in his own right. So he's going to have, you know, input on the offense. But I think he has, you know, superior confidence in Chip Kelly. And also, Chip Kelly, you know, has been successful, like you said, as a play caller. When he was an offensive coordinator or when he was a primary play caller at Oregon, where you didn't have to be out recruiting and you didn't have to constantly re-recruit your roster. So, and I think the fit is better, just like you said, for Chip Kelly right now. And I think some of the things that you don't see in the paper or in the articles online that you have to deal with at the University of UCLA was not as appealing as it was, you know, say 2 or 3 years ago. So, you know, I think, you know, Chip Kelly, you know, come in and implement his offense. Ryan Day will, you know, kind of oversee it, won't overstep his bounds. That's probably one of the things he wanted to do, is kind of hand off the reins and let him be a more of a CEO type, but he'll definitely keep a, you know, keen eye on that offense. But I think he fell into a little bit of a gold mine there, which Chip Kelly fell right into his lap. Now you had to pay for it, but ultimately, I think the Chip Kelly to Ohio State as solely as the offensive coordinator might sooner than later be the, you know, the talk of college football. Just because I think with those type of athletes, and him just being able to look for matchups and play calling and getting the rhythm, I think he'll do pretty well.
Oh, I think you're totally right there. But you said something interesting there. Chip Kelly just fell into their laps. I do think that moving from UCLA to Ohio State was a bit of career preservation, right? I mean, Chip Kelly would always be able to find a job just based on his pedigree. But there was a lot of that chatter at the end of the year, even with 2 weeks to go, that UCLA was, you know, trying to find money for the buyout or was going to fire him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nah, and then they win their last couple games. But do you think hiring Chip Kelly was something Ryan Day wanted to do, given their past connection? Or do you think this was a Gene Smith, Ross Bjork kind of nudge to say, hey, Ryan, we like you as head coach. The fan base is getting a little restless. What can we do to show them that you're still invested?
I think it was a little bit of, I keep saying a little bit of both, but I do think the fan base of Ohio State was getting a little bit of restless. You know, I think it was unjust. I mean, you know, he had, you know, done well, or he was a part of staff that done well against Michigan, and Michigan, you know, kind of have been working towards this, you know, and obviously had some help with, you know, their so-called analysts, you know, to beat Ohio State. But that doesn't, you know, sit well with that fan base. But then also, I think, you know, Ryan Day was on the hot seat out of nowhere, and there was talk of him potentially moving on to the NFL. So I think the agreement coming back, and I bet it's about for the next 2 seasons, as Ryan Day to improve maybe as a day in and day out. People on the staff that every minute is maximized. Now he gets to, you know, step away from the offense. I think that was part of the plan too. And I think with Chip Kelly, you know, you're right. It was you know, career preservation, but then also I think it was a great match that he gets to go to Ohio State and call plays with that type of roster. So it worked out for him. And he did fall into the lap of Ohio State because of Bill O'Brien, you know, being there for 2 weeks, you know, was a, you know, applying for the BC job. But then also what people don't understand, Chip Kelly, even though he spent a lot of time out on the West Coast, obviously Oregon and obviously UCLA, then obviously he coached the 49ers, but he's from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. He's up from, like, up there in Connecticut, and that same thing with Ryan Day. So they know each other. They know how they think, and they know how they're built. So I think the partnership or the collaborative effort will be, you know, at least on paper, unless something, you know, you know, just the stars on the line, I think it's going to be a pretty good year offensively for Ohio State. And then I think the defense is took enough steps and have enough guys coming back that the complete team that people have been, you know, maybe assumed was going to be last year might be this year.
Yeah, I think Chip Kelly and Ryan Day crossed paths up at New Hampshire, and obviously Kelly, you know, coached the Eagles for a while as well. You mentioned the star-studded roster. Looking at the coaching staff, I mean, you have Brian Hartline, who might be the best recruiter in America right now with what he's done at the wide receiver position. Chip Kelly is OC. I really liked the hire of Jim Knowles away from Oklahoma State a couple years ago. I think he's really starting to get stuff figured out personnel and scheme-wise. But let's talk about that offensive talent. You look at Will Howard versus Devin Brown, still not settled at quarterback. You get Quinshon Judkins from your boy Lane down at Ole Miss to transfer in. And then the addition of Jeremiah Smith to the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what they have on the offensive line, but just those few guys at the skill positions, that is the Ohio State I think of back when they were, you know, winning that championship and making the college football playoff under Urban.
Yeah, Ohio State, they're going back to a little bit of Urban Meyer where you had Will Howard, and Devin Brown, right? Both of them can pass. And both of them can run. Obviously, one can run a little bit better, and then one can pass a little bit better, you know, than the other. So, really, they have two starting quarterbacks that are both going to play and then also provide stress to the defensive coordinator position. Jeremiah Smith is just an NFL first-round pick waiting to happen, along with the plethora of other receivers that they had last year. And then you got Henderson, and then the Ole Miss transfer. You got the 1-2 punch that obviously that always made Ohio State a ground and pound machine when Urban Meyer was there. And the offensive line will be better this year because they were extremely young last year, but performed better down the stretch and even actually played well when you look at from play one to the last play against Michigan, who had one of the better defensive lines, mm-hmm. not only in the Big Ten but in the nation. They held up pretty well. And the defense under Jim Knowles, the big jump that they made was schematic-wise, also physicality-wise, where he knew that he couldn't team up things to beat teams. He had to just line up and play big boy football. They did more of that last year. They're bringing everybody, not everybody back, but majority of their playmakers back. And so you expect that defense to be even better. And the big reason why the defense should be better is because the offense will be more consistent. And when you have an offense that's more consistent, you can start coaching and maybe play even more complementary football. And that's how you win championships. You got to build. You got to have a defense that can balance your offense, and vice versa. And then also, you have to have an offense or a defense that puts either one of those groups in an advantageous position mm-hmm. to blow games wide open and put enough pressure on teams that they eventually break. So I think look, Ohio State has done a good job in this offseason, and it's probably one of the best turnarounds for a blue blood university, you had a head coach that's only lost like four games, I think, in his whole tenure since being a head coach. Maybe I think it was six because he lost to Clemson a couple times, but six games in however many years on the hot seat, dealing a lot of pressure. He almost was gone, lost McCord, having numerous guys, going to the NFL, then guys start to come back, and then he got an influx of support, right? From the NIL department, and it didn't even get published. That's how you bring all those guys back because actually they really like playing at Ohio State, and they see the bigger picture, and if everything bodes well for them, they're not only going to be in the Big Ten hunt, they're going to be in the national title hunt, and that's what the expectation has been. I guess it's always been at Ohio State is be in the national title hunt and to win it all. And this year is a really good year for Ryan Day for any coach, because you can make the college football playoff and win a couple games, and then in the record, your record at the end of the year, I wouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it's a little, if you have two losses and you get in the college football playoff, win two games, right? You're in the championship or the semifinals. The fan base don't care about the two losses.
They'll definitely care less. Jay Foreman on the line. I'm Moss Norman in studio. Throughout break, Jay, here's the question. Who's the better fit at their institution right now? Is it Will Howard for Ohio State or Dylan Gabriel at Oregon, Chip Kelly's school? We'll dive into that question to wrap up Hour 1 of Old School next.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.